country Christmas this year.
And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Hi, we got the jingle bells. How are we doing, ladies?
We are so excited. Yes, do you know what today is?
Yes, it's the day before.
The day before.
Green Country Christmas Eve.
Exactly. Green Country Christmas Eve. And we are just so excited because it's been a long time coming. Uh-huh. And it's finally going to be here tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
And it seems long, but it seems short at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Time flies, and when we're having fun, and we are having fun. This is one of the most fun times of the year for us, and and we just look forward to it. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what we're talking about, maybe you've been out in some local businesses, and they've been handing you those little green tickets, or maybe even red tickets this year because we ran out of green tickets.
Yep.
So they've been giving you the little tickets, and we are going to have our finale drawing tomorrow right here on the air at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Indeed, we are.
It's going to be a lot of fun. What we want to do right now is just kind of talk about it a little bit and tell people some of the rules and some of the things that are going to be going on tomorrow morning. What we need everyone to do is to get their tickets in order. That's the main message that we're giving today is put your tickets in order some way, numerical order. If you know where you got them, that helps a little bit, but you don't have to know where they're from because things will be in numerical order. We, like I said, we do have green tickets and we have red tickets this year. So what will happen is today, late in the day, our ticket picker uppers will be picking up all the tickets at the various businesses. If it's a business that's still open a little bit later tonight and they want to bring them to us in the morning, they can. And all the tickets are going to go in the brand new dumpster, or clean dumpster at least.
Clean one, yes.
Clean one that doesn't have fish guts in it, but one that's delivered from the city. And they'll bring it first thing in the morning, early, and place it down here by the office, and then we'll start putting in all those tickets. We have over 1 million tickets out again this year, so it has been again another fabulous shopping time for a lot of people in our area. And so the tickets will all go in the dumpster. At that point, Kevin will get out his scoop shovel. We kind of call it something else that starts with an S sometimes, but it's a scoop shovel.
A surprise shovel.
Surprise shovel. That's it. That's it. A scoop shovel, and he'll shovel around a little bit, get them all in no order whatsoever, try and mix them up so that every business and every person has just as much of a chance to be drawn out, and then we'll start drawing tickets tomorrow. We have 12 major prize packages that will be given out tomorrow morning starting at 9 o'clock. We start with the least valued one, which is fabulous in itself. It's going to be over $1,000 value, and then we'll go all the way up to the $5,000 prize package as the finale with a lot of neat stuff in between. People say, well, what about, you know, can I wait and maybe win something after Christmas? No, everything gets given away tomorrow. Everything will happen tomorrow. And we've been giving away daily prizes now for about 6 weeks or more. And there are some of the daily prizes that have gone unclaimed. We've actually had 68 happy people who've come in to win daily prizes. But we have about 65 unclaimed prizes so far. People might still come in today and get some, but those will be mixed in with our major prizes. So in our major prize packages that we have tomorrow, what will happen again is at 9 o'clock, Kevin will draw that first ticket. We'll look what Tina's put together here for our prize package, and we'll start talking about the first prize package, and we'll put it together with that. We'll talk about it. We might interview one of the major prize sponsors. Give you a little bit of time to look through your tickets, but then at some point we'll start the clock. The clock that gives you a minute, 40 seconds, and it when that clock ends, then if no one has called in to claim the prize, then we'll move on to a new ticket. Kevin will give us another ticket. When he does draw a ticket, we'll say what color it is, and we'll say what the number is and where it's from. So you have a little bit of information there to have. The important thing is that you're listening to your radio. We aren't going to post these on our website because we just don't know how fast different browsers are going to refresh and things like that and what can happen. We do post them on our text service that we have, but we say make that just a verification for yourself. Don't depend upon that because, again, we don't know what AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, and all those are going to do as far as their timing on the text service. Sometimes those can be a little bit delayed. So you need to listen. We'll have it on all four of our stations. So you have lots of choices between the AMs and the FMs to listen to be able to find out the numbers. But the important thing is that you call in and let us know. As soon as you think it's your ticket, just give us a call, and we'll verify the ticket number on the phone with you. And then we'll send one of our staff members to come wherever you're located. You might be at work. You might be shopping. You might be at home. You might be anywhere in the area. And get together with a couple of friends and have a ticket party and make some cookies or wrap your gifts or whatever you might do. But the important thing is to call us as soon as you think you might have the winning ticket. We will not be giving out numbers on the phone. So if you call and say, what was that number? We aren't going to tell you because we can't have everybody calling in to ask for numbers because we need to keep the lines open for those who truly think they have a winning number. So we will ask you what is your number, and then we'll verify if that was the number that was winning the winning numbers. So people say, well, what number do I call? Well, we're going to say that number over and over and over on the air tomorrow, so you'll know. But it is the consumer calls number. Yep. It's the 1400 number, which is 918-336-1400. That's the number that you'll call in. They'll say, but you have another business line. You have a 1001 line. Yes, but that's the line that we have to use to call our ticket verifiers, and we have to keep that line open for them. So, again, please do not call us to ask about numbers tomorrow, but do. If you have a winning number, then call us and say, I think I've got it. And Sharon will probably talk to you, right away and verify all this and then go and send someone to you. Once your ticket number has been verified, one of our spotters has gone out and said, yes, then they'll call here at the station. And it's so fun because we get to talk to you on the air at that point and do a little interview. And tell you what you won and all that good stuff. And then when we're all done with the prize packages and all done giving it away, which is usually around lunchtime, after lunch, come on in. We'll take your picture, actually give you your prize at that point, and just have a lot of fun with you as well. It's a party all day tomorrow, and we just have a great time with it. So I hope that makes sense for people. What have I missed, Tina?
I think it makes perfect sense to me. So,
but we've done this before.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Dory has a ton of notes right there, but she didn't have to look down at any of them because we've done this a little bit.
Well, this is actually, I think, the 22nd year that that we've done this. So before that, the Chamber of Commerce did it, and they did it in a different way where you had to go to a spot and do it and things like this. When the Chamber was dropping it, I happened to be on the Chamber board at that point, and I was like, oh, we can't. This brings the community together. We can't just drop this promotion. They said, we just don't physically have the capacity to be able, it's grown so big to be able to do it. And I said, well, what if the radio station takes it over? Will you help us to encourage people to do it because we're all encouraging shopping locally? They said, yeah, that would be fabulous. That just gets more people involved. And so that's the way then we picked it up about 22 years ago. And so haven't looked back since. And it's just been a whole lot of fun.
It's growing and growing and growing.
It has. It has.
Boy, this year's been crazy.
Over 100 businesses again, locations where we could go and you could get your tickets. And so it's been a lot of fun. Well, Tina, why don't you kind of tell us about some of the items that will be in the major prize packages tomorrow?
Well, I think we're approaching about $45,000, around about $45,000 that we have, or with daily prizes and with major prizes. Now, here at the radio station, we're giving away that $5,000 prize, which is fantastic.
You can't
I wish we could win it.
Tom,
I wish we could, but we can't.
No.
We could win other things, but we can't win that one.
And that's one of the rules, that you can't win a prize from your business, because we don't want people like stuffing their own boxes and stuff at their businesses and what they do and all. So that's how we kind of help with that. So yeah, so no one can win that one. But if you happen to work at a business that's in one of the major prize packages, and you can win that the other things in that prize package, just not that that's from your business. And same way with the daily prizes. The daily prizes, you had to verify that you weren't winning from your place of business. So
keeping it honest.
Keeping it honest.
Yes, exactly.
But we also have a lot of cash from the Cherokee Casino in Ramona.
They'll be doing the $3,000, $2,000, and $5,000, $1,000 packages, and we spread those out through the major prize packages, the 12 prizes. So more than half of the prize packages have actual cash prizes in them, and then we have a few, a bank and all that are giving cash prizes as well, too. American Heritage Bank always gives the Visa gift card, which is like cash and stuff, too. So that's there's cash in every single one of them, which is really nice.
Also in every prize package, we have a AAA membership package from Paul's Wrecker. So if you're stranded on the street, give him a call. And we have that two round-trip tickets from the Southwest Airlines to anywhere in the continental U.S. from Spears Travel. They've been with us for several
All 22 years. Spears has been giving away that. So it's amazing. And another one that we have that we've done every single year has been Phillips 66 with the $660 worth of gasoline and stuff, too. So that's it. I believe Dungeness has been giving a major prize every year, too. They've changed their prize a little bit over the years, but it is a set of tires, detail, and alignment, and that's been that way for quite a few years from Dungeness, but they've been one of the heritage people as well. And I believe Cliff's Flooring and Windows maybe has been one in it each time, too. They give two $500 gift certificates, I believe, this year for what they're doing. And they've been one of the Wendell's, I think Rock and Jewelry has been with us every year as well. They usually give the two $250 gift certificates for there. And a lot of times Tammy comes in if she can come in. And talk to us about some of the fun things that are going on there. You know, I used to always say my most fun one was Dillard's. I loved the Dillard's shopping spree that we had. Now that we don't have Dillard's like we had before, we don't have that any longer. And so I've had to come up with my new most fun prize, whatever, and stuff too. And I think those two 26-inch e-bicycles from Boom Moto would be one of my favorites this year too. That just sounds a whole lot of fun to me. You know, I like to be outside. I like to be exercising and all. But when you get to those hills, to have that little extra motor with it can help a whole lot. And
I think I can.
Exactly.
Oh, hey, wait.
So we thank Boom Moto. But that's one of my, I think, one of my most fun. What would be one of your most fun ones, Tina?
I think the Spears Travel. But I know that my husband would really enjoy the Blackfire Forge 16-inch model 9/17 AR-15 rifle. He would be over the moon if he could win that. And you also get that 2-hour private lesson with the owner from Guns of Glory. And they've given away a daily prize every day. So they get two range passes they have given away every day of our contest.
That's
amazing. And we appreciate them for that. And
They are neat people, Christian people, and just really special people.
It's a new place. You can go in and check it out. It's right there between Bartersville and Dewey. And, you know, I know, Dory, one of your other favorites is that Adams Golf Course one-year membership.
And they've been with us, I think, every year as well, too, so to be able to do that. And then the city supporting the shop local and all is a way that they can do that. So we really appreciate that, too.
I think I would really enjoy one of the 5 2-hour basic cleanings from a Heavenly Touch cleaning service.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Especially after Christmas when you have a big family get-together, have them come in and help you out. That would be amazing.
One thing I haven't needed, which is kind of a blessing because we haven't had a lot of hail, but a lot of people do need it, are the two $1,750 roofs from Heritage Roofing, and they've been with us quite a few years now, too, so we appreciate the roofing that they do.
And if you win that, you can gift that to someone. If you have someone in need in your community or in your family or something like that.
It would be a real blessing to people
way. You could really help someone out.
And things too.
Also, I really think I would enjoy that farmhouse coffee bar from Sand Creek Designs. Amy does such wonderful work, and I am so excited for whoever wins that. It's so beautiful, and I would be super happy if I won that.
Well, and just the recliner from Bob Loftus. We've had those, you know, quite a few years now as well, and that's just always a handy thing, you know. We tend to let our furniture sometimes just, it's comfortable. We can get by with it, but to have a brand new recliner would be kind of nice, too. So, yeah, that's a great gift. Great, great, great gift.
We have a couple of new ones. The Crafty Candle Shop is on board this year, and they're giving away a $100 gift basket, a $100 gift card, and then a subscription to their Candles for a Cause. So they've started that, and it gives back a little bit to their different charities that they're working with each month, and you get
and they have
a
two locations
candle.
Now too.
They do have two new
locations. One on Washington Boulevard, mm-hmm. and then one out by the mall. Is that?
I think that's correct. I'm not sure about the second. I'll have to look that up on the second one. But the Coffee for a Year from the Sooner State Espresso, it is also a new one this year, and they're out towards. Murphy's. They're out in the Murphy's area, I do believe.
Okay.
And I've heard great things about their coffee, especially something called a Gorilla. Mm-hmm. I've heard great things about that.
Interesting.
Well,
I want to talk about Moxie on 2nd. That is one of my favorite shopping places now. You know, I had to say give up Dillard's, but you know, now I go to Moxie because they have everything. I mean, they have from ladies' things to men's things to kids' things, and they've got toys to
fashions
to whatever.
They have a lot of really good toys.
And I know, they have a lot of neat things. So Moxie on 2nd is kind of your one stop for everything, and they'll wrap it up and make it look real pretty for you, and you're done.
They also have sports, local sports. They have Bruins, they have Bulldoggers, they have Ironmen and things like that. They just have lots of different things, and then you can make your own if you want to put your name on your Bruin shirt or something that. They can do all that for you.
But she's going to give away some $100 gift baskets and a $100 gift certificate, I think, too. So part of our major drawing. So that's a neat thing there, too. How about that grill, Tom? You want the grill from Lowe's?
Oh, talking my language.
Okay.
Grill and grill season. Oh, I can't wait.
Yep. So. Well, and I'm thinking spring, so I'm thinking Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses, and you know, I love to get all my flats of flowers and do all that, and Kevin likes his trees, but I like my flowers from Green Thumb, and somebody can get really a great start with the two $250 gift certificates we're going to be giving away tomorrow from Green Thumb. So
I know my sister-in-law. Get to meet Larry.
Exactly.
My sister-in-law would love that. She loves her flowers.
Mm-hmm. I do too. And if you've got a little pet, we've got something again for you there too. We've got the Paws Resort and Spa that's giving away the 2 1-week stays for your pet. So that's always a nice gift and a good time with the holidays. If you need to have can be gone a little bit or something and need to have
even
a place
if your pet's like my pet, and if you have family over and he's just a little too aggressive for the little ones, he gets a little too hyper, then you know they could stay there for the day and
let him go to the spa for
do treat
some of
them
that and you too
yeah and
it
you
helps
too.
Keep the house a little bit more clean that way maybe as well too. Barnesville Custom Cabinets, they're doing something kind of unique this year for us. 5 Echo Dots with the $50 gift card from Bartlesville Custom Cabinets. So that's really a nice gift that everybody can use and all too. So I think, OKM, we didn't hit that yet.
Nope.
Okay, we've got 2 VIP season passes to the upcoming OKM Music Festival. So you get treated really special if you get that. And then we've also got the 5 large fancy cutting board sets from Doug Huff Homes too. So
they're made out of maple and walnut.
Oh, nice.
So, and they're very pretty. Very pretty.
And then we've got Tate Boys Tire and Service, too. I don't think we've mentioned that.
Nope,
the set of tires, up to $1,000 worth of tires from Tate Boys Tire and Service as well. So I think, again, those are some of the items that will be in the prize packages tomorrow. We'll have a lot of the unclaimed daily prizes that mix in with it. And, again, we're around $45,000 worth of prizes given away this year in Green Country Christmas. So, exciting. Thank you to everybody who is making it possible, from our team here at the radio station, to all the clerks that are working hard on it out there, to you just going by and visit and shopping locally. That's what makes it a whole lot of fun. So Green Country Christmas here tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Be here, be square, not here.
Thank you, ladies.